USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
When President Obama released five Taliban commanders from the Guantanamo Bay prison in exchange for an American deserter in 2014, Obama assured Americans that dangerous enemy combatants would be transferred to Qatar and kept from causing any trouble in Afghanistan. Karula Kerkwa is the man leading the Taliban in Afghanistan's takeover, one of the five men released by Obama. Florida is seeing an uptick in COVID-19 cases. Dan Naraki explains.
Thousands of students in one Tampa area school district are in isolation or quarantine after testing positive for COVID-19 or being labeled a close contact of someone who did. The Hillsborough County Public School District said Monday that 5,600 students and 316 employees of the district were in isolation or quarantine. The district's school board will hold an emergency session on Wednesday to discuss the best ways to mitigate the spread of the virus. The outbreak there coming as the state of Florida continues to see an uptick in reported cases, averaging more than 21,000. And new infections per day over the last 7 days.
USA Radio News.
You take steps to stay healthy when at the pharmacy picking up vitamins or filling a prescription.
May I help you?
Take another healthy step right now and ask the pharmacist how Prevnar 13 can help protect you from pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease. If you're 65 or older, a trip to the pharmacy is a lot more pleasant than a trip to the hospital because of pneumococcal pneumonia. Help protect yourself with the Prevnar 13 pneumococcal 13 valent conjugate vaccine, diphtheria CRM197 protein. Prevnar 13 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 13 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 13 does not protect against all strains of the disease. Stop by the pharmacy today and ask about Prevnar 13. Learn more at Prevnar13.com. Don't get Prevnar 13 if you have had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with a weakened immune system may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-866-694-9300 or visit Prevnar13.com.
Return to the office hesitancy is a thing these days. Employers are not getting the message out due to the chance American leadership could drop us back into lockdowns. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has more.
Some workers are still waiting to hear whether they'll return to the office amid a surge in coronavirus cases. A recent LinkedIn survey of nearly 3,000 workers found 36% still haven't heard whether they'll return or stay home. The latest COVID surge has already led some big companies to delay their return to the office. Amazon's corporate employees in the United States won't have to come back until early January, while Wells Fargo is giving its employees 2 more months to work from home. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Monterey Car Week's annual auction returned to California over the weekend. A 1995 McLaren F1 sold for a record-setting $20.5 million on Friday night at Gooding & Company's Pebble Beach Auctions. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
U.S. Army veteran and CIA analyst Matt Zeller on MSNBC slams President Biden for his failure to the people of Afghanistan.
There is such a profound bold-faced lie in that speech, the idea that we plan for every contingency. I have been personally trying to tell this administration since it took office. I've been trying to tell our government for years that this was coming. We sent them plan after plan on how to evacuate these people. Nobody listened to us. They didn't plan for the evacuation of our Afghan wartime allies. They're trying to conduct it now at the 11th hour. The thing that they were most concerned about was the optics of a chaotic evacuation. Well, they got exactly what they were most concerned of by failing to do what was right when we could have done it. We had all the people and equipment in place to be able to save these people months ago, and we did nothing. I'm appalled that he thinks that we only need to take 2,000 people. There's 86,000 people who are currently left behind in Afghanistan alone. We've identified all of them for the government. I have no idea why he claims that people don't want to leave Afghanistan. I have a list of 14,000 names right now of people who want to get out of Afghanistan. And the idea that the Afghan military should be blamed for this, do you know how many casualties the Afghan military took in an average year? More than the United States did in 20. When you're not getting paid on a regular basis, when you're not getting fuel, when no one is supplying you with ammunition, and yet you're still showing up to the fight, how dare us for having to blame these people for not having the audacity to be able to survive a Taliban onslaught?
President Biden has returned to vacation. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.